Thank you, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, Humble Bay Fire responded to a reported structure fire at 322nd Street in Eureka. This reporting party told dispatchers that smoke was present in the business. The first arriving crew found light smoke coming from the front of the two-story business. The crew gained access to the structure, found the heavy smoke inside, located and extinguished the fire. The fire had not extended into any adjoining businesses and was controlled in about 15 minutes, with crews remaining on scene for about 3 hours for investigation. Fire investigators, they linked the cause of the fire to spontaneous combustion from the improper storage of floor finish soaked rags. Fire, smoke, heat, and water damage to the structure, it's approximately $20,000. Humble Bay Fire would like to remind everyone to follow manufacturer's recommendations on the safe storage and proper disposal of soaked rags. St. Joseph's Hospital has confirmed that CEO Joe Mark will step down from his position effective June 30th. Mark has been with St. Joe since 2006, and he oversaw the financing and building of the new tower at the Eureka facility. Mark also says in a letter to staff that he and his wife are moving back to Ohio to be closer to family and that he will return to his consulting practice while his wife pursues a PhD. Mark highlighted the increase in the Humboldt Medical Specialist practice that has grown from 3 doctors to 28, as well as the financing and construction of a new tower at the Eureka campus. Mark hosted a press conference last week in which he announced that St. Joseph's was laying off 68 employees, including support personnel, nurses, and clinicians. Mark will serve as CEO through the end of June and assist the hospital in the transition to a new CEO. The Headwaters Fund Board met yesterday afternoon, continuing its discussion over a proposal providing a loan to serve as a revenue guarantee for American Eagle Airlines. The airline is looking to open 2 daily nonstop flights from Arcata to L.A., and the details of any contract are still unknown. Don Anabuski, the new chief of REDEC, is in negotiations with American Eagle in attempts to cut a deal. REDEC is the lead negotiator for the county after it was determined that the Headwaters Fund Board could not make a direct loan to the County Aviation Division, but could make one to REDEC. Anabuski commented on the negotiations.
REDEC is actively negotiating with the airline to determine what the final terms of the agreement would be, and we're obviously trying to get the best agreement we can get from them.
Anabuski also commented on the protections the county can expect with an airline deal.
Making sure that the airline is establishing a credible route that we can look at the numbers and say that this is something that would exist beyond any sort of revenue guarantee. We're also looking to make sure that if it is profitable, the county's not on the hook for any money whatsoever.
If the Headwaters Fund Board can come up with a contract, it will then be forwarded to the Board of Supervisors for their consideration. More KINS News, it's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
The California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic collision that took place just before noon yesterday on Highway 101 near the 12th Street exit in Fortuna. At least 6 vehicles were involved in the collision, shut down both the north and southbound lanes of the highway. One vehicle flipped and was found lying in the roadway, and one-way controlled traffic was put in place. Heavy rain and hail may have played a role in the collision. Congressman Mike Thompson announced yesterday that the plans to remove 4 dams from the Klamath River have received the backing of the American Fisheries Society. Thompson pointed out that the AFS was the latest fisheries expert to add its voice to the dam removal plan. Thompson went on to say that dam removal will help revitalize salmon stocks and revive the river. Thompson co-authored the Federal Dam Removal Project with Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, and the next step will be congressional approval so that the Interior Department can start finalizing the removal process. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.